This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has circulated a draft resolution in the U.N. Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Agence France-Presse says Blinken announced the move during an interview with Saudi Arabian media outlet Al Hadath Wednesday. Blinken said the ceasefire would be tied to the release of hostages who have been held by Hamas since its deadly invasion of southern Israel on October 7th. The U.S. has used its veto in the U.N. Security Council to block previous resolutions calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Palestinian territory. Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia Wednesday to begin a new round of shuttle diplomacy aimed at securing a truce in Gaza. He will travel to Egypt Thursday for meetings with his counterparts from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Jordan, as well as officials from the United Arab Emirates and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. He will travel to Israel for talks on Friday. Russian aerial attacks targeted Ukraine's capital Kyiv Thursday, with the Ukrainian Air Force saying it shot down all 31 missiles involved. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said on Telegram that rocket fragments fell in multiple districts of the city, hitting residential buildings and causing several fires. Mayor Klitschko said at least 10 people were injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Wednesday his country needs military aid to help defend itself from Russian missile attacks. Red House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told President Zelensky Wednesday during a visit to Kyiv that despite a delay in Congress, billions in new military aid from the U.S. will get to his country.
I'm confident that we will achieve Plan A. We will get a strong bipartisan vote in the House for an assistance package for Ukraine, and we will get that money out the door as we should.